Good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. Everyone has. Okay. So last week we started the subject of Lo Sisna, Esochicha Bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. And we saw the pasuk, firstly, is made up of three parts. The pasuk says, Lo Sisna, Esochicha Bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. Hecheach, Hecheach, Esamisecha, you shall surely give him rebuke. Lo Sisna, Olav Chet, and do not bear sin on account of him. Okay, that was the first point that we pointed out. And the second thing we pointed out was when it says that when it instructs us not to hate, right, not to hate people, it instructs us specifically, Lo Sisna Asichicha Bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. So we saw already last week a few interpretations of this pasuk in terms of how one thing flows into the other, the three parts of the pasuk, and also whether this bilvavecha in your heart is specifically in your heart, or it even applies when it's out of your heart. So the first opinion that we saw was the opinion of the Ramban, if you remember. And the Ramban says that the reason why the pasuk says Lo Sisna Asichicha Bilvavecha is because that's what usually happens. Usually people conceal their hatred. They don't, you know...
First.
Not even first. Yeah, people will just conceal their hatred. You know, people don't just come out and, you know, punch people that they hate. Yeah, usually. Typically. So it's typically concealed, and typically they'll be speaking, you know, pleasantries, they'll be speaking nicely, but they'll be harboring and festering this hatred in their heart. So that's why, according to Ramban, that's why it says Bilvavecha, because usually, Behoiva, Debra Torah Behoiva, his kirakos of behavior. The pasuk spoke about the about the prevalent case. However, even if you would come out with that hatred, then that's still included in the pasuk. It's still prohibited. Okay, according to the Ramban. And the Ramban says that there's another mitzvah of tochacha, a second mitzvah of tochacha, and you have to give rebuke to your friend. Right? Don't hate him at all, in your heart, out of your heart, doesn't matter, don't hate him. Give him rebuke, another mitzvah, and don't bear the guilt, don't bear the sin of not giving him rebuke. Okay? That's how the Ramban learned it. The first way the Ramban learned. But the Ramban had another interpretation, where he says, actually, he understands that hoichech toichiach is not a separate mitzvah. The Hech Techiach is actually the mitzvah of Lo Sisna Asichicha Bilvavecha, because according to his second understanding, he says, really, Lo Sisna Asichicha Bilvavecha is specifically Bilvavecha. Don't hate him in your heart. Rather, come out with it and rebuke him and confront him. Lama Asiso Likach. Right? Madua Kach Asiso Imadi. Why did you treat me this way? Why were you disrespectful? Why did you steal from me? Why did you do that thing? Veloisis alav chet, right? And don't bear any sin for the hatred that you are harboring in your heart by not giving him rebuke. Okay, that's the second way that the Ramban learns. According to the second way that the Ramban learns, it's specifically in your heart. Specifically, when you're keeping the hatred in your heart, that's when you transgress this sin, this avera of Lo Sisna. Okay, we saw the Rashbam. Also, the Rashbam was the grandson of Rashi. He also says that it's specifically when you keep it inside, when you let it fester inside. You're appearing on the outside like an oihev, like a close friend, like a person that likes him, and inside you're plotting against him and you're festering. That is not good. Rather, he says, you should come out with it. Hoichech toichiach esamisecha is the positive way of fixing up the negative Lo Sisna. Do not hate him. Rather, confront him. Let it out. Bring it out. Bring it up to him. Um, Yeah. Okay, what
where did we stop?
Here we stopped. I think we saw we saw a little bit further, I think, last time. We did see the Rambam. Okay. The Rambam says holds the same as the Rashbam, that the hatred that we're talking about is only hatred in your heart. Okay? That if you hated someone and you brought it out in the open, right, you showed him that you hated him, right? You showed him that you hate him, then you did not transgress the mitzvah of lo yisisna secheicha b'levecha. However, there are other things that you transgressed. V'ohavta l'recha kamecha, right? You're certainly not loving your friend as yourself. Bearing a grudge and taking revenge. Those things you did do. Those are wrong, right? By coming out with your hatred. But he says the hatred in your heart is the most severe. That's the worst. That's the worst thing. So lo yisisna secheicha b'levecha, that's the worst level. That's the worst thing that a person can do. Rather, it's better that you come out with a hatred, even though you're going to be transgressing other averas, but it's all going to be better than lo yisisna secheicha b'levecha.
It means it's better to approach and...
Better to approach, even if you know that approaching him is going to come to loggerheads and you're going to end up... Yeah, you're going to end up showing him that you hate him. You're going to be still stuck with that hatred, but now it's out in the open. According to Rambam, that's much better.
But in a way, that's better.
In a way, it's much better.
No, but it's better. But it doesn't stop hatred.
It doesn't stop the hatred, but
it's not hidden.
It does not stop the hatred, but it is not hidden. And what does it do? We saw the Yad Katana that said that. That hatred, which is right, we saw this. Oh, we'll just sort the Be'er Mayim Chaim, source number 7 on your sheet. Yeah, the Chafetz Chaim says, "V'sinah shebelev." Yeah, hatred that's in the heart. After lo palta adayin sinasei l'chutz, even though it hasn't come out outside. Mikol mokom yuchol hisnoitzit mizeh dover shegurua yosel chaveiro. It could be that something even worse would come out of that than hatred in your heart. Shelo yeda ich lishamim menu, because he's not going to know how to protect himself from you. V'lochein osra Torah zeh b'pratius. That is why, according to Chofetz Chaim, that's why specifically the Torah forbids hatred in the heart, because hatred in the heart is the worst. It's the kind which festers, and it builds up, and it builds up, and it's like a fire which is just burning and burning, and it will end up consuming you with hatred. That's what we saw in the Yad Katana last week. And the Chofetz Chaim said, not only that, but actually it's going to be potentially even more harmful than a hatred which is on the outside, which you've been open about. Because the guy doesn't even know you hate him. The guy doesn't know you're plotting against him. The guy is not able to protect himself. So therefore, it could be potentially even more harmful to the person if you're keeping that hatred inside. Therefore, it is better, much better, to come out with the hatred.
But what does it mean, protect in this case? If I hate inside, it don't do anything. It's make affect him. If I hate somebody, it...
Yeah, because eventually you're just going to turn around. You're not going to be able to take it anymore.
Ah, it means potentially I can hit him not because I feeling. Feeling is not so wrong.
No, the feeling is
it's
not...
It's me.
The Chofetz Chaim is not worried about the feelings, feelings affecting him negatively.
But not feeling, not what affects somebody else.
Yeah, the Yad Katana was talking about your feelings for yourself. That is worse. It's a hatred which is going to build, is going to fester. That's a terrible thing, according to the Yad Katana. That's what he was saying. The Rambam, the Chofetz Chaim was saying, not only that, but it's actually going to affect the other person as well. Because it's just going to build up and fester, and then eventually you're going to explode. And that explosion is going to be in a way where the guy doesn't even know. He's not able to protect himself. He doesn't know that you're plotting against him. Therefore, it's better, before it gets to that point, to be open.
But there is no any prayer if you hate somebody. Can I ask Tam Hashem to kill him or make him sick? There is no anything like
We'll come on to that later. We'll see that soon.
But this is what feeling. Feeling can be next step, not
we'll,
hate, but
we'll,
something
we'll
else.
See that soon. We'll see that soon. Very soon. Okay.
That's a klola.
Yeah, so let's see source number 8. This is the Shiltos of Rav Chai Gaon, one of the Gaonim from the Gaonic period. Shilta, the Asir Lehu Lidvesi Yisrael Lemisna Chad Chavri. It is forbidden for any one of the Jewish people to hate their friend. Dichsev Leisis Nesechicha B'Vavecha, as the Pasuk says. Ve'ashkecha Nami. And we find also Debedil Sinusa Desniuha Achuhi LeYosef, that because of the hatred that the brothers hated Yosef, dechsev vayisnu oisoi, yeah, as the pasuk says, and they hated him, v'lo yochlu dabru l'shalom, they were unable to speak nicely and pleasantly to him. On account of that hatred, nisgal gal hadava v'yodu avisein in Mitzrayim. Because of that, yeah, the sequence of events were put into motion, and the Jewish people went down to Mitzrayim. We were in Galus. That was the first Galus because of this hatred. Tana Rabbanan.
And the fact that we would have gone down otherwise is irrelevant.
Sorry?
The fact that it was fated that we were going down anyway, but still,
that's irrelevant. It was because specifically because of the hatred. We don't know what would have happened had it not been for that hatred. But because of that hatred, specifically, we went down to Mitzrayim. Tana Rabbanan, it was taught in a Braisa. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Maybe what that means is, don't hit him and don't curse him. Yeah, the pasuk says this isn't talking about don't hit him and don't curse him and do all of that. The pasuk says bilvavecha, in your heart. Besina shebelev hakosav adaber. The Torah is specifically talking about hatred which is in the heart. Lememra, this is to say, desina ba'alma ka'asa rachmana. That a regular hatred, that's what the Torah prohibits. Afal gav deloika ovid midoam. Even if you haven't done anything. Okay? Regular hatred is prohibited by the Torah, even if you didn't do anything. Okay? Now, can you hear what the Shilters are saying here? He's actually saying it the other way around. He's saying, of course, hatred when you're hitting them and you're cursing them, that's prohibited, for sure. But the Torah is saying, even if it didn't come out, and even if it's in your heart, that's also prohibited. Okay, can you see that? So he's actually learning around the other way around. Right? The Rambam says the only thing which is prohibited is hatred which is in your heart. The only thing is hatred in your heart. Yeah, do you hear that? Do you understand?
No,
do you get what I'm saying?
The Torah mentioned only about heart. There is no.
The Torah says only about heart. Very nice. According to the Rambam, what does that mean?
Does it say?
Only in your heart.
Yeah.
But not if it comes out. Only in your heart. If it comes out, that's okay. Other problems, but Lysisna, you're okay. According to the She'iltos, it's different. According to She'iltos, it's saying the other way around. Why did it say Bilvavecha? To teach us that even if it's in your heart, for sure if it comes out, that's not allowed. But even if it's in your heart, that's prohibited.
He reads the statement the same and believe it means
completely the opposite.
You don't hate ever somebody.
That bilvavecha is coming, as we would say, the bilvavecha, according to the Rambam, bilvavecha is coming as a miut, is coming to minimize the prohibition. The prohibition is only bilvavecha. That's miut, right? Not anything else, only bilvavecha. According to She'iltos, he's saying, no, it's a riboy, it's including even bilvavecha. Not just loisisna, not just loisisna sechicha, but even bilvavecha. He's coming, that is coming to include even a case of bilvavecha. Now, practically, So we've seen there are three ways of learning it so far. Okay, we've got the we've got the Ramban, which says that you're not allowed to harbor it in your heart, right? If it comes out, that's okay. But you've got a mitzvah to offer him constructive criticism, right? If you did not offer him constructive criticism, then you've got a problem. Lo yisis olav chet. Yeah, you're bearing sin because you didn't give him criticism. Okay, the Sheilta says that even hatred in the heart. But of course, it's going to be including hatred, which came out as well.
Who is Rabbis? Rabbis Tod. It's a name or Rabbis or plural?
The rabbis, Tanu Rabbonin. The rabbis taught in a brisa. Tanu Rabbonin. The rabbis taught.
This is high reference to the rabbis.
So this he's bringing a Gemara. This is a Gemara in Erechin. That's what he's quoting here. He's quoting his Gemara.
This is the same.
What does the word shiltas mean, literally?
Questions, I think.
Not shaylas. That would be a shayla, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to go onto the next sheet.
But now it's common idea that there is all hate is prohibited. Any kind of.
The practically how we rule in this question of whether it like the Rambam or like the Shiltas, we actually paskin like the Rambam. Okay, which means that hatred, the only hatred which the Torah specifically prohibits is hatred in the heart.
It means
there are other problems of hatred outside, right? You're not allowed to hit him. You're not allowed to hit someone.
But
not allowed to embarrass someone.
The idea hatred is prohibited or not?
Hatred is forbidden, but it's forbidden only when you keep it in. When you keep it in.
I think in other. Out is it, it means prohibited only internal
hatred. Yeah.
Because I go there is temple was destruct only because of baseless hatred. It means it's kind of it's nothing wrong if hate, but if baseless is something very strong. But it means permitted to be hate every in this statement. Temple is
not necessarily. It could have been very, very bad hatred. No, even if it wasn't baseless, but maybe it wasn't enough to destroy the temple. But when the hatred is baseless, that's enough to destroy the temple.
Even this hatred was not baseless, or temple was also destroyed.
It seems like it would not have been destroyed if the hatred would have been based on something.
It's valid, it's possible, but baseless. It's make.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but
that's what you're saying.
But statement about the destruction of the temple.
Right. So
it's
I'm saying
not because of hatred. I'm because saying of baseless.
The destruction of the temple was because of baseless hatred. It doesn't mean that hatred, which is founded. Yeah, based on something is okay. It means it's not enough to have to destroy the temple.
It's bad, but baseless much more worse.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, once we've seen that you're not allowed to hate, right? The people that you are not allowed to hate, we will now see an exception to this rule. Okay. Now we pointed out at the beginning when it says "Lo yisisna es achicha bilbabecha," do not hate your brother in your heart. Right? And we find also it's very common by a lot of the mitzvahs, the interpersonal mitzvahs, the mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiro, there is some reference to achicha, your brother, or reacha, your friend, or amitecha. Excuse me.
Bless him.
Thank you. Amitecha, your people. Okay, so by Petzedek Tishpoi Temisecha, when we learned the mitzvah of judging favorably, we saw Petzedek Tishpoi Temisecha, your Amisecha, your people. The Gemara told us that what does that word mean? It's actually a condensing of the words Am She'itcha, the people, the nation that is with you. Yeah, the Gemara says, Am She'itcha b'Torah v'mitzvahs, the nation which is with you in Torah mitzvahs, meaning someone that is Shoyme Torah mitzvahs, someone is keeping the Torah, understands the Torah, is keeping the Torah, that is a person who you have to judge favorably. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says about this. Source 11. Shleisha, HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. 10 is missing.
We skipped 10, I think. We skipped 10. 10 is there? Oh, I don't know. Don't know. Yep, 10 is missing. I didn't make these sheets. Shleisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have on. There are three that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Mi She'enoi Kayes, number one, a person who never gets angry, u'misha enoi mishtaker, and a person who does not get drunk, u'misha enoi ma'amid al midosov, and a person who does not get, what's the word?
Haughty?
It's not haughty. Getting stuck up about things, getting worked up, getting one who isn't petty. Yeah, one who's able to let go. Yeah, one is able to let go, to give up on his own principles.
Wasn't it last year that the Tisha B'Av thing was about? I'm trying to think. Misnaker, or I come to. I'm trying to. Mavater.
Vitor. Yeah, that's also giving in. Right. Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sainon. There are three that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Hamadaber Echad Bepeh VeEchad Belev. One who speaks one thing in his mouth whilst he is harboring different things within his heart. Vayyodea Eidos B'Chaveru VeEinu Me'idle. And a person who knows, who could give testimony to save or protect his friend, but he doesn't testify about it. And a person who sees something bad about his friend, and he testifies alone, testifies as an individual, one witness. Yeah, because you have to have two witnesses. So a person that is just giving testimony by himself, that's Lashon Hara. Right, you're speaking Lashon Hara. De'ika Sahadi David Asura. This skipped stuff out. Okay, this is all skipped out. Let me just see the whole thing.
But this is strange. What does it mean he loves who doesn't get angry? If he, somebody doesn't get angry, but says Lashon Hara, but what to do? To love? And to hate the same time.
Sorry?
But the idea he loved one who doesn't get angry. I am not getting angry, but I am said something wrong. Lashon Hara. It means he loves me and hates me at the same time.
He loves one aspect and he hates another.
It means but interesting approach. It means if somebody is very bad, you need to find something good.
Yeah. Okay. De'ika Sahadi Da'avid Isura. What about if there are witnesses? There are two witnesses that he did something wrong. Kule Amanami Misni Sanile. Everyone should hate him. De'chazio Be Ihud Var Avera. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar Mitzvah L'Sanoisei. It is a mitzvah, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it is a mitzvah to hate him, to hate a person who did a devar erva, something wrong, something bad, someone who transgressed. Shenemar, Yiras Hashem, Sinas Ra. Yeah, fear of the ones who fear God, hate evil. They have a hatred of evil. Okay, so we already see here from this Gemara that there is a concept of hating. Of although the Torah says, the Gemara says that one who gets angry, and one who speaks one thing in his heart, one thing is right in his mouth, right? These are bad things. You're not allowed to hate. However, we already see there's a little bit, a concept here of getting angry. Now, there's another Gemara which, for some reason, this was left out over here. I'll read it to you now, and this it's on the same page over here. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok, Omar Rav, Mutar L'Sanosei. It is allowed. You are allowed to hate him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says. Now we're going to bring a proof that you're allowed to hate. That there is a concept of hatred in the Torah. Ki tira chamo sonacha revetz tachas masoi. When you see a donkey which is crouching under the load, the burden. When you see your enemy's donkey, which is crouching under the burden of its load, then you have a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of precursor of being pyrrhic. You have to take the burden off. You have to help the animal because tzar ba'alei chayim. We can't cause discomfort to animals. Okay, what did this pasuk say? Chama soynacha, your enemies, the person that you hate, soynacha, sinner, right? The person that you hate, his donkey. My soyne. What's this anger? Who's this person that you hate? Ilema, if you want to say soyne nochri, maybe we're talking about a non-Jew, right? Maybe it's the non-Jew that you hate, right? Because there's nowhere in the Torah that you're not allowed that says you're not allowed to hate non-Jews. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Votanya, yeah, but it can't be that because there's another Bryce that says soyne shamru soyne Israel v'loy soyne nochri, because it says specifically that it's talking about a person that you hate who is Jewish and not a person that you hate who is not Jewish. Ella, rather, Pshita Soina Yisra. It must be that we're talking about a Jew that you hate. Umi Sharia the Misne. Are you allowed to hate a Jew? V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisisna Sechicha Bilvavecha. You're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. The Torah says you're not allowed to hate him. Over here we're saying, the person that you hate, his donkey. How are you allowed to hate him? Ella says the Gemara, de ikka sahadi de ovid is surah. Rather, we're talking about a case that there are witnesses that this person did an issa, did an avera, and kuli alma nami misnisanile. And therefore, you're allowed to hate him, as the pasuk says, yiras Hashem soyne ra. You know, those who fear Hashem hate evil. Okay? Now, when we say hate evil, right? When we say mitzvah l'sanoisei, it's a mitzvah to hate him. What exactly do we mean by this? Says a Gemara in Brachos, which is also not brought in your sheets, but the Gemara says like this: Hano baruyuni. There were a bunch of rotten people. Tahavu b'shivavusei the Rebbe Meir that lived in the town of Rebbe Meir. Vahavu kometzaru le'tuva. And they were really, really bitter. They were really bad to him. They made Rebbe Meir's life very, very uncomfortable. Vavakob boy, Rebbe Meir, rachmi ilavayu kiechidinamusu. Therefore, what would you do, right? If someone is causing you a lot of distress and really, really being bad to you, you daven for them that they should die. That's what he did. Rebbe Meir daven this bunch of baryunim, yeah, they should die. Amar le Bruria Divisu. Bruria, Rebbe Meir's wife, said to him, "My daitech, what are you doing? Why are you davening that they should die? Where do you get that from? Mishum dechsiv yitamu chatoim? Because it says yitamu chatoim. Yeah, there is a pasuk in Tehillim which says yitamu chatoim min haaretz, that there should cease to be chatoim. Baruch Hinafshes Hashem, Haleluka. Yeah. Yitamu chatoim in aretz rishoyim oid enam baruch nafshes Hashem haluka. We say this at the Shir Shal Yoim, the song of the day of which day? One of the days of the week. Don't remember which one. Oh no, it's is it Rosh is it Baruch Nafshi? Rosh Chodesh, right? We said it today. Yeah, right. We said it today in Baruch Nafshi. Yitamu Chatoyim in Aretz, that Chatoyim should cease to exist on this world. Rishoyim Eid Einam, and Rishoyim and evil people will no longer be Baruch Nafshi Hashem.
Okay. As opposed to saying they should be converted into.
Well, let's see. What does it say? Yitamu Chatoyim. Yeah, chatoyim should cease. Chatoyim, the word chet is a sin, right? Chatoyim says, Bruria said to her husband, to Reb Meir, mi ksiv chaitim? Does it say chaitim? Yitamu chaitim? That sinners should cease to exist, should be removed from this world. It doesn't say chaitim. It doesn't say sinners. It says chatoyim ksiv. Chatoyim means sins. Yitamu chatoyim min haaretz. Sins should be removed from the world. Va'oid, and furthermore, shapil ha'sefer dekra, let's go and see the end, the next part of the pasuk says, urashoyim oid einam. And there will no longer be evil people. Kevan di yitamu chatoyim, therefore you read the pasuk as follows. Seeing as yitamu chatoyim, seeing as sin will be removed from, sin will not exist, therefore, Roshayim Aydenam, there won't be any evil people anymore. Because sin is removed, there's no more sin. If you've got no more sin, there's not going to be any evil people. Simple solution. Ella, says Buria, rather, Boy Rachami Lavayu, you should daven for them, not that they should die, not Yitamu Chaitim, Mina Ores, not to get rid of sinners from the world, but rather you should daven for them, Dile Hadru B'Tshuva, that they should do Teshuva, they should be Chayza B'Tshuva. Rishayim Aydeinam. And then, there won't be any more Rishayim, because they'll be Tzadikim, because they'll do Teshuva. So what happened? Bo Rachami Ilavayu, Rabbi Meir davened for them, that they should do Teshuva. The Hadrup Shiva. And they did Shiva.
They
did Shiva. Okay, so this Gemara here, we see that when we the context that when we're saying that when we are saying that there's a mitzvah to hate evil people, there's a mitzvah to the mitzvah lasanoisoi, right? We're not talking about the person themselves. We're talking about the sin. Okay, we're talking about the sin. And rather, instead of davening for that person and cursing that person, this is an answer to your question, Arkady, as well. Instead of cursing out that person, you should curse the sin. Yeah, you should hate the sin. You should be angry at the sin and not at the sinner. Okay, and we can see another example of this, of how Teshuvah actually corrects this whole thing, right? And there's no longer any hatred. Once a person, right, hatred is only towards the sin because of the sin, because of the what they're doing wrong. That's why they lose their status of brother. But if they, once they've corrected that, once they've done teshuvah, then they're a part of you, right? The pasuk says like this. Do you have this here? I don't think you have it. Okay, you don't have this, but I'll say there's the pasuk in Devarim. It's either this week's parasha, I think it's this week's parasha, maybe next. Ki yariv bein anoshim, when there will be a dispute between people, v'nigshu al ha-mishpat, and then they will go to the judges, u'shvatum, and they will judge them, v'hitzdiku es ha-tzadik, v'hirshu es ha-rasha, and they will decide who's the tzadik, who's rasha, who's accountable. V'hoya im bin ha-kos ha-rasha, it will be if the rasha, the person who has been sentenced, will get lashes. Then they'll give him lashes according to the number, according to what crime he did, and he'll get his lashes. Araboim yakenu, he will get 40. Yeah, that's the maximum number. 40 minus 1, really 39. Yoloi Yosef, you're not allowed to add on any more than 39. Pen Yosef lakose al eila maka rabba v'nikla achicho leinecho, lest you hit him too much, and then he, your brother, will be degraded in your eyes. Okay? Right at the end, what happens? All of a sudden, V'nikla achicha le'inecha. Your brother will be degraded in your eyes. Rashi points out, kol hayoyim kairai rasha. All the way along, what are we calling this guy? Rasha. He's a Rasha, right? V'hayim bin hakeis a Rasha, when the Rasha will get lashes, right? He's a Rasha, according to his rishas, according to his evil. He's a Rasha. Right at the end, umisha laka kariachicha. Once he's got his lashes, once he rectified, once he got his atonement, once he's fixed his ways and he's done teshuva, kariachicha. Then the pasuk calls him again. He is back into that category of achicha. Okay.
So they tell a story in the old country, in the shtetl, someone has a business, and someone moves in, and establishes another a business in competition with him. So that's hurting the first person. So he goes to the rabbi, and says, "I want you to give him a klola, a curse." So the rabbi says, "Why give him a curse? Why not give you a blessing?"
Nice. Very nice. Okay, let's see source 12. The Rambam.
What? 12?
Source 12.
We didn't read it certainly yet.
Yeah. V'heich yiyeli Yisrael, soinem Yisrael. Yeah, how can it be that a Jew would hate another Jew? The pasuk says that you're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. Amru chachamim, Chazal say, kegoin shero levadei she'ovar aveira ve'israboy v'loy chozar. Right, for example, the Chazal teaches us that if you see someone who did something and they warn him and he doesn't change his ways, you gave him teichacha, you gave him rebuke, you gave him the opportunity to do teshuvah and he still didn't fix his ways, then hari zeh mitzvah l'soinoi. Then you have a mitzvah to hate him. Ad sheyaseh teshuvah v'yachzoi merishoi. Until he does teshuvah and he returns and he does repentance and he reforms their actions and he comes back. Yeah, this is part of the mitzvah of teichacha. Part of the mitzvah of rebuke is you should distance yourself from him. Right? We've seen a couple of times in the Chofetz Chaim as well. The Chofetz Chaim also has certain cases where you're allowed to speak lashon hara. Essentially, you're allowed to tell someone that this person did something wrong in order that their rabbi should distance himself from him, or the community should distance themselves from him, and he'll recognize what he did wrong, and he'll be able to correct those ways. Okay, this is a part of that. Okay,
community responsible to force people to do something correct.
The community is responsible, has the achrayas, has the responsibility to make sure that that everyone in the community is acting appropriately, is acting in the right way.
But most of mitzvahs is a relation person with Hashem. Who actually care what is relation between me? I know there is some relation between person.
Right, because we are all interrelated. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. We are all responsible. We are all guarantors for each other. If someone in the Jewish people is not acting the way they should, then I've got a mitzvah to. My mitzvahs are lacking. This is the classic example is a case of Kiddush. Right, if I've made Kiddush and someone else comes in and they haven't made Kiddush. Right, we have this very often. People come to our house for Friday night dinner, J-Pulse people, and they haven't had. I've already made Kiddush. They come in late. They haven't heard Kiddush. They don't know how to make Kiddush themselves. If they do, I give them a cup. They make Kiddush themselves. If they don't know how to make Kiddush themselves, what's the halacha? I can make Kiddush for them. How can I make Kiddush for them? I've already said Kiddush. I'm saying another bracha. I've already said no, because I have a responsibility. I am a guarantor for you. It's as if I haven't done a mitzvah. It's as if I haven't made Kiddush. You haven't made Kiddush? Someone in Jewish people hasn't made Kiddush? I've got to help you to do that. As my responsibility. Your responsibility as well.
Okay. But in this case, it's people who wants to have kids. But I'm talking about somebody who doesn't want to do something. Usually in Judaism, there is very complicated. If I make some rebuke, maybe I am not one who knows all detail. How can I say something? Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But important to note about the Rambam is that you're only allowed to hate him after you've given him the rebuke, after you've warned him, after you've told him, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. You're not just allowed to harbor these feelings without that. It's only after you've given him the opportunity, then you've got to proceed with that hatred. Right? Give them the opportunity first. Then. Okay, now we're going to talk about sort of ideologically, right? What's the sort of type of person, right? When we're talking about achicha, right? Who is in the category of your brother ideologically? So Rambam has an explanation of this. He says, "V'kasha yamin adam, eila yisoides." When a person believes all of these 13 principles, kulam, all of them, v'nisbarer ba emunosai bohem, and he believes in it, and he's got it clear, his faith in them, who nichnas b'chlal Yisrael, he is included in the Klal Yisrael. Mitzvah lo eavei, and it's a mitzvah to love him, right? V'yo have to derech kamecha, or to rachem olav, and to be merciful upon him. V'linhoi ge'imai b'chol ma she'tziva Hashem Yisbarach ish l'chaveiroi, and to treat, to act with him, everything that Hashem commands us for the interpersonally, min ha'ahava, love, achva, and companionship, v'afilu asa, ma sheyochel min averis, machmas ha'taiva. Even if he did some averis, right? People stumble, people make mistakes. Yeah, people make mistakes. Machmas ha'taiva, because of taiva, right? This is machmas ha'taiva means because of a desire. He had a strong desire to do an avera, even if he did an avera is machmas ha'taiva v'hisgabrus ha'teva, and that his nature hagurua, his bad nature, just got too strong for him. Hu ne'enash defi chetoi, he is punished according to his sin, according to what he did. Aval, however, yesh lo chelek la'olam haba, he still has a portion in the world to come. V'humi peishi Yisrael, but he's just included in the group of people who make mistakes, right? And that person you're not allowed to hate. Uchashiniskalkel la'odam yisoid malaya hayisoidos.
Make up an example. What is the cause of the pleasure? What kind of a sin?
So when we get to the end, I'll explain to you. And when a person is lacking any one of these 13 principles, hari yotza min haklal v'kofa b'ika, he removes himself from Klal Yisrael, and he denies the main dogma of our belief system, v'nikra min v'apikairos, and he's called a heretic and an apikairos v'kaitzitz, and then is a mitzvah to hate him. The olav ne'ema b'tehillim, and that is what the pasuk in Tehillim says: "Haloi misenacho Hashem esna." Yeah, I will hate those people who hate you. Right, Hashem. Okay. Now the Rambam has introduced a concept over here, and this is a concept that there are different levels within Klal Yisrael of sins, right? Of different categories of people. Okay, you have, as the Rambam says, there is a person who is oiva averus mipnei she'nisava, because of a taiva or his scabrus hateva, or his nature just got the better of him. Okay, this is what we call a mumar l'te'ovin. Mumar l'te'ovin means he's doing something wrong. L'te'avon. What does l'te'avon mean? B'te'avon. What does b'te'avon mean?
To enjoy. Well,
bon appetit.
Yeah.
Bon appetit. Good appetite. You should have a good appetite. He has an appetite. You have an appetite. I have an appetite for a cheeseburger. Ugh! I just can't hold myself back. Right? Why is he having the cheeseburger? Why is he doing the Aveira? Why is he driving on Shabbos? Why is he doing whatever he may be doing? Why is he speaking Lashon Hara? Why do you speak Lashon Hara? Why does anyone speak Lashon Hara? Does anyone speak Lashon Hara because they are resentful of Hashem? Chas v'shalom? No, you speak Lashon Hara because I've got a juicy piece of gossip I want to share.
You're not thinking about being resentful to the...
Why are you doing the Aveira? Because, Mumma L'Teavon, because it feels good. And my nature got the better of me. This, according to the Rambam, he's a Poishim, right? They're Poishim Yisrael. It's wrong, right? There's punishment for that. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. But it doesn't take you out of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, for sins like this, you are still a part of Klal Yisrael. You are not removed from Klal Yisrael. It's called Mumma L'Teavon. A category which the Rambam didn't highlight, but I think it is part of the second category he's talking about, is what we call a Mumma L'Hachis. Mumma L'Hachis means someone that's doing wrong, he's doing a various L'Hachis, to anger Hashem.
On purpose.
But amazing. I know that this is wrong, and you know what? I couldn't care less for a shrimp, but I'm going to eat shrimp. Just because I know that it's the wrong thing to do. Because God doesn't want me to eat shrimp. That's why I'm going to eat shrimp.
But this is
someone told me about a young lady who had a tattoo on her arm, of a posuk that says, do not tattoo yourself. Yeah, that's a mumma l'hachis. Yeah, that's a mumma. That is angering God. Do not tattoo yourself. Get that tattooed on yourself. That's a mumma l'hachis. Yeah, that's a mumma l'hachis. You're doing it because you want to anger God. Not because machmas is gabros ha-teva. Just because your nature just got... it was too hard for me not to speak Lashon Hara. It was too hard for me not to... To turn the light off on Shabbos when, you know, I couldn't sleep in the room and it was too hot, or I turned the air conditioner, whatever it may be. Right, it was too hard for me. It's wrong. You're Poshe Yisrael. Right? It's a chet. It's an Aveira. But that person is still in Klal Yisrael. They're still called Achicha. They're still your brother. You still have a mitzvah to love them. All of the mitzvahs. Tzedek tishpoit amisecha. V'yohavta rerecha kameicha. Lo yisisna sechicha b'levecha. All of them. They still apply to this person. Because he's still a part of Klal Yisrael. Okay?
But this is also for all not religious Jews. The same thing, the same idea. This is only for religion people who make sin. Percentage of Jews is not so big compared with all the Jews in
Poland. Okay, so he doesn't have it in here, but there's one more category as well, which is a category called Tinuk Shenishba. Okay, Tinuk Shenishba means a child who's been captured. Right, that's the literal translation of it. A tinoik, a baby who's been captured, and the literal case, what's being spoken about is what happens if you have a child who is captured and taken captive by another religion, by people of another religion, and they were raised with that religion. They were raised without any awareness of Yiddishkeit. They were raised without any awareness of Hashem, of Torah, of mitzvahs. Right? They were raised with Avodah Zarah. What's their status? What's their status? Are they Klal Yisrael? Are they Achicha? They're doing Averas. Their entire life they're doing Averas. They didn't do a mitzvah in their entire life.
Because they don't know.
The halacha is that a Tinuk Shenishba is Achicha. A Tinuk Shenishba is called Achicha. They are a part of Klal Yisrael. Yeah? It's a mitzvah to love them. A mitzvah to bring them close to Torah. That's a tinuk shenishba. We don't see a tinuk shenishba as doing anything wrong. They when they do teshuva, okay, their one act of teshuva will fix up everything. Right? In fact, but essentially they don't need to do teshuva for what they did. There's a reality of the fact they did something wrong, but there was no intent in there. They didn't know. They didn't know any better. That's the final category there. Now let's just finish with one more source. Okay, no, the Tanya says like this.
But did not say what is ideological disbelief, what is no longer
considered. So those are the 13 principles.
But
okay, but this is, sorry, there's, so there's one more category the Rambam is saying, which is not a, which essentially is this mumalahachis, right? If a person has ideological beliefs, right, they don't believe in God, they're avodah zara, or they miss out on some of the fundamental principles of our belief, right, reward and punishment. Right, if they're missing one of these fundamental aspects of our belief, then they're not a part of Klal Yisrael. Right, if they believe that God is God has human form, yeah, you're not a part of Klal Yisrael. You're missing one of the fundamental principles of our belief. Okay, so according to Rambam, that's a person who's not a part of Klal Yisrael, and that person, Misoynacho Hashem Esna. From your haters, those that hate you, Hashem, I hate.
But
you're missing one of these fundamentals, one of the 13 fundamental principles of our faith. Then you hate God, right? And that is the type of person who's going to be a mumalachis as well.
But he doesn't. In this case, he doesn't have a chance to make sure to return.
No. So this would still apply the previous Rambam, where you have to warn him first.
But if he is not part of Kol Israel, can be part again or not?
Sure. He has to do tshuva. He has to fix it. And once he's fixed it, then we saw. Once he's fixed it, once he got his right, once he did tshuva, once he did got his atonement, he's fine. He's a part of his achicha.
If he's converted to another religion,
you can't convert out of Judaism. Once a Jew, always a Jew.
Even if he converted, it's still part of the Kol Israel?
No.
No, but it's still...
And right now, he's not a part of Kol Israel.
After conversion, he is not part of Kol
Israel. He's Jewish, but he's not a part of Kol Israel, that you have a mitzvah of V'ahavta Recha, Kamecha, all of those mitzvahs.
Okay.
Okay, the Tanya says this: Hoychicham v'loy shavu ma'avinoseyem. If you gave them rebuke and they still did not do teshuva, she mitzvah l'sanoisam. That in such a case, according to the Rambam, right? First you warn them, and then if they still don't do teshuva, then you hate them. That's a mitzvah to hate them. Mitzvah la'avam gam kein. You also have a mitzvah to love them. What? You have a mitzvah to hate them. But you also have a mitzvah to love them. Ushtehem hein emes. And they are both true. Sina mitzad hara shebohem. Hatred on account of the evil that is in them. Va'ahava mitzad bechinas hatoiv hagonos shebohem. And love on account of the aspect of good which is hidden inside of them. Shehu nitzutz eloikus. Because this is a spark of godliness, shabasoichom hamechaya nafsham elokus, that is inside of them, which gives life to their soul, their godly soul. V'gam lo'oyre rachamim b'libay olay, and you also have to have rachamim, have mercy, should be inspired in your heart. Kihi b'vchinas galus basoich hara misitra acheres hagoyva olay b'rishoyim. Right, because you should know all that the sins that he's doing, the mistakes that he's doing, is just coming from the other side, from the evil side, the harachmanus. Right, and therefore, when you have mercy on him, that's mevateles hasina. This nullifies the hatred for uma oireres ha'ahava, and it inspires love. Kenoidu mashikosov. Okay, so we see from the Tanya here Yeah, we see from the Tanya that at the same time as having hatred, you still have to have love, because that love is what is going to bring a person, when you have rachmanos on a person, what's going to give them the ability to overcome their hatred there, because you're loving their spark of godliness.
It's mean that any Jews are still, we need to love any Jews anywhere.
Yeah, have to love.
Even converted.
For sure, you have to mess a Gary, you have to love converts. You mean even if they're converted away, you still have to love them. They have a godly spark. They've got a God. They've got toiv hagonos. They've got goodness, which is hidden, which is buried deep within them. You have an absolute obligation to love every Jew, no matter what they are doing. You have to love them. The hatred is coming as a part of the rebuke, either as a part of the rebuke or as a part of Ahavas Hashem, of loving God, of therefore hating those who are disconnected from Him. But still, nevertheless, you have to remain. You always have to hold on to this love that we have for the Jewish people, the Ahavas Yisrael, and instead of hating the sinner, we hate the sin. And instead of davening for the sinner to pass away, you should daven for sin. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be able to daven for sin. Yitamu chatoyim in aretz, u'shoyim oid einom. Baruch hi nafshi es Hashem, hallelujah.